good at this. I'm good at staying yeah.
football. All right, play the song.
Yeah.
I'm shit.
Real Carolina shit.
These niggas' lines real shaky. Detect the lie. Carolina's finest. Shook off blinders to meet your eye.
Sir Toma gets the money.
We're live right now. Okay. It's your girl Lola, and you're watching This Black Girl Podcast. I'm here with two of the five artists you just saw in that preview of the newest hit single out, 92 Barcelona. I'm here with Cinerello.
Yeah.
I'm here with Juan. Tell the people a little bit about you guys, who you are. We'll make it easy. We'll start with Cinerello first, then we'll add Juan to the mix after.
Okay. But shit, I'm from Graham, South Carolina. I've been here a good portion of my life, you know. It's a little portion up here, upstate of South Carolina. I've been doing this little rapping thing here, this shindig for about 13 years now, man. Goddamn, boy, I'm A's wine in this bitch. you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, you know what I'm saying, I'll push a little positivity out here, you know. That's about it. That's about all. You know what I'm saying? That's my little intro.
Okay, so I'm from Anderson, South Carolina. I say I've been rapping maybe since like 2016. Mm-hmm. So is that probably like
5-6 years,
something mm-hmm. like that. I do a little bit of everything, like I'm everywhere with it, so it's my little intro too.
Yeah.
Okay, well if you both can describe your music in like, I don't know, in one sentence. Possibly. How would you describe it?
It's a puzzle. Or really like a maze. I mean, like, you're gonna get to the point, but I mean, like, I'm gonna challenge you. Like, I'm not just an artist that's just gonna like just lay the message right in front of you. I want you to, you know what I'm saying, find your own way through what the fuck I got to say. And you'll get to the message too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that's what I like to do.
All right.
I would say mine is like it's a timeline, like it's a journey. Like I really make music about what I'm going through. So whatever I'm going through, whoever I link up with, the producer, what kind of beat he send me, that's what set the tone, and that's what I could just write my best music. So it's really just my feelings, and I'm just getting into
really. Okay. So would you say that's essentially like your process? You just kind of feel the moment and then you create, or do you like, is there a ritual? Is there a routine? Like,
it's how does that random for me, really, man. Like, like sometimes it's like I'll be like in a mood about something, you know what I'm saying? Like a conversation could spark a song for me. Like a person could say something the wrong way, and then like I could take it and like it'd be the feeling for me, you know what I'm saying? Just like, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Wayne was just saying, like, it'd be the feel for things, but then again, it'd be a certain songs that like just to have like a long range. Like I know that I want to make a song about let's say a bad relationship, right? Mm-hmm. But it probably won't just come out right then. Like it'll come out when like a situation just unfold, and then I'm like, oh, that's what I was on to. You know, it's a different process. It's a lot of processes, honestly. Processes.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the same for me too. I mean, at first it was. So I was really basically only writing my feelings at first, but then I started doing different things. Like even this track right here, like, you know, he gave us, we had to have it done by a certain time. And then, you know, so it's kind of like, okay, I'm kind of getting myself less out of what I'm feeling and more into, I can just spit something that's going to sound fire. Right. But I don't got to be going through nothing to write a song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's freedom. That's true.
Okay, so about 92 Barcelona, how was it making the song with like three other, well, there's both of y'all, but there was three other artists there too.
Like, I mean, for me personally, like the shit just took me back to when, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I really started in a group with like four of my older cousins and like my older brother and shit like that. So like, it just took me back to just being in a group and just writing with like, yo, who had the hardest verse? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this type of shit, like just a competitive, but you know what I'm saying? Like a friendly nature to it. Like it took me back to the gym, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I just got put back in the gym. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like work your balls out right quick. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Got to do your sets and We out this bitch.
I mean, for me, that was my first time doing something like that. Like, I'm real private, so I write by myself. You get what I'm saying? I ain't never wrote with a whole people. And so, like, this is my first time doing something like that. So, like, you know, I could tell they, you know, they hype, they ready. I'm, like, nervous, like, I'm not going to sound, you know, like.
Yeah. And she got the smoothest verse, though. Look, and she got the smoothest verse.
Well, I was going to say, like, how did it feel essentially being, like, the only female on the track?
It was lit.
That's a flag.
Yeah. It was lit. Like, because I was like, hey, I know I got to step. I know I got to come hard. Because we didn't know how each other was going to sound.
Right, you know, exactly. That's what
I like about it, because nobody sounded the same on it. Like, nobody broke the beat up the same. So that's what I really liked. I was like, okay, bet. Like, when I was listening to him, I was like, okay, bet, he hard. You know, but and we don't sound alike. So I'm like, we all sound original. So that was just, I was like, I want to make sure I stay original and just stay, you know, keeping my same sound that I always have.
Yeah. Okay. And, like, how was it working with Ali and Smoke?
Good.
Professional as hell, man. Like, I want this experience every time that I record with someone, with anyone. Like, I want this experience every single time. Honestly, like we both been doing this for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that was my first time ever where, like, excuse me, I felt like I just had just one job, you know what I'm saying? Like, show up,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that takes away so much off your goddamn your psyche, off your, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just gotta show up and rap, my nigga, bro. I can do that shit in my sleep. You feel me? So, yeah. Like, bro, it was the comfortability.
Nice, though, because, like, when you're like hustling for yourself all the time, you're always wearing like five different hats. Like, you have to be, you know, the artist. You have to be talent. You have to be the producer. Sometimes you got to be your marketer. You got to do everything. So it's
everything.
Like, it's a nice shift to just show up and do what you do best.
Just rap, bro. I was excited.
I don't know. He did good. Like, he took real good care of us. Everything was like explained to the T. All the marketing, you know. Like, he texts us. He definitely put a lot of work into it. Like, I can tell. So it was just like, yeah. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like, can you compare this experience to, like, anything else that's, like, similar, that any other collaborative experience you've ever had?
No. I can't personally. Like, I mean, like, but then again, like, this is like a special moment, though. Like, I mean, like, he literally was like, well, are they, you know what I'm saying? Ali and Smoke were basically like, we go take five separate artists and, you know what I'm saying, like, and try to make this thing work. So it was like it was a new thing for me. Like, I can say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to work with an artist that I've never worked with before or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And he just places all on one beat at one time, like, and mixes it, you know what I'm saying? The way that they did it, it came off very well. Like, I've never been a part of something like that. Like honestly, like, professional.
You were gonna say one?
He was on time. Like, it was never wasted time. Like, right. When the plans, he was like, "Hey, I need y'all to be here on time." Like, and he expected our time. That's why I like. Yeah. I like this person, so I like good business. And I was just like, dang, like, this is great. And, like, it was just real laid back, like, and it was just very put together. And, yeah, that was all.
Tell you, man.
Okay.
You got a leader, you know what I'm saying? A leader mindset, dog. And I fuck with leaders. Like, I like to surround myself by leaders.
Fair enough. I feel that. My question to you guys is, like, now that the experience is complete and you obviously, like, had a really good time with it, would you do it again?
Yes. Definitely. Send me the track right now. Like, Leo, we can work right now. But, yeah, man. But, I mean, it's a lot of things in the workings already. But, yeah, I definitely do this again. I work with the same artists again, like, on separate projects. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, everybody brought their own spice to the gumbo, bro. Like, it was some amazing shit. Right. Like, for real.
It was, for real.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, What was I gonna? I was gonna ask you. Okay, I remembered. I was almost forgot for a second. Okay, my question to you guys is, what is your favorite bar on that track? Like your own bar, and then maybe like your favorite bar on the track. Period.
I'll let you go first, Wayne.
Oh,
I'll let you go, Klausy.
Man, okay. It's a couple of them I like. I like
Sly
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
And I like You Can't Tell If It's a Bird or a Plane or Through the Sky. I don't know, but like the whole song was just full of captions, bro. And then for my own, I guess I like Most Likely to Show Up at Your Workplace, Faded. Right?
Talk that shit.
What about you, bro?
I think mine would be, just from, you know what I'm saying, from the group, the Kyrie bar by Sensei. He said, like, and it's the ending bar. I think it was the bar and also like the setting, like the, like where you place that bar at. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nigga, all right. Like, yeah, we could work, but my own shit, like, it's I have to say the damn SR signature sign of the damn cop a smile, like Rodney Trial, that shit right there. I fucking love that bar. I told him to cop a smile, like Rodney, you know, like Rodney King Trials. Cop that shit right there was a personal bar. I felt good about writing that bitch. I was like, verse done. When I wrote this, I was like, yeah.
When I heard the track, that's all it felt like. It just felt like mic drop after mic drop after mic drop.
Yes,
and I'm just like, at this point, eating my whole fist because I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
But like, it's just fun to hear like artists.
Let me say, Let me say it one more thing, bro. This nigga Bless verse. This nigga Bless verse honestly needs to be slowed down and digested properly, honestly. This man said a whole fucking lot in that motherfucking verse, dog. Like it's a lot in that bitch. Like he had he said albums worth of material in that one verse. Like, on God, he did.
Fire. I mean, it's wild. It's wild to see, like, because it's essentially, you know, Carolina talent, but it's like, it's wild to see how much great diversity and how much great talent is just in one pocket.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. And I'm curious to see in the future, hint dropping to management, if like it can eventually grow so that, like, you know, that it's other states too, you know, like maybe there's like, you know, one that was done from Florida, one that was done from New York, one that was done from Cali. Like,
we ain't got time to focus on all them right now, though. And we ain't got time to focus on all them right now. Hey, look, it's South Cat Ride right now.
One time.
We're gonna make time. But yo, just speaking back to the point of just saying that, like, it's a whole lot of talent. Like on some real shit, it's an abundance of talent that's around this upstate region. It's just people just don't believe in themselves to push themselves or just the surrounding area. You know how we have this area of folks, like, we don't like to support people until everyone starts supporting them. You know what I'm saying?
That's everywhere. That's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Facts. But it's like a disease, right? Kind of. Like folks don't want to know, like, what the fuck you got going on until so and so and so and so say that you got something going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird branch.
Right. Well, okay. Well, then the questions for both of y'all then, what would be your advice to somebody who's like, you know, maybe I could be in this game. Maybe I could start making music. Maybe I could start rapping. Like, but they have that moment of like, oh, I don't know where to start, or I don't know how to start.
Don't get discouraged.
I would tell you, my thing is, I feel like you can learn anything on YouTube. So go on YouTube, see what all it takes to make a song. I would say get your beat, buy your beat from personally from a producer, write your song and go to open mic. Like, yeah. Go to open mic and perform a free one, you know what I'm saying? And right. See if you like it and what the crowd response is. And then if you like it, just keep going from there. And just, it's different parts of the game to get in, see what part you get in.
A lot of different parts. I tell you,
and then like,
don't get discouraged because, like, you go, everybody feels that they got, you know what I'm saying, that it factor, that talent, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when you do start to get out here and you dropping these songs and you don't get the response that you feel like you deserve, you know what I'm saying? Like, it kills a lot of people out here, bro. Like, they feel like folks ain't showing love, folks ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't the third. I'm saying, like, just do not get discouraged. Stick to your plan and stick to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you go strive behind your shit. Like, believe in you first, because before anybody else will believe in you, like, you gotta believe in you first. Like, you gotta fuck with you before we gonna fuck with you.
Thanks.
I promise you that. Right? I guarantee you that.
Like, you can't even focus on them. Like, the people that's, you can't be trying to get them. And with the people that is fucking with you, that's who you focus on. The people that are responding. Like, if they ain't listening, you ain't even need to waste your time. But the people that do listen, they're going
to listen to. Yeah.
Spread you out different places to where you don't even have to do too much. Like, you get your people around you and focus on them.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, dog. And watch your circle, too. If you can surround yourself with motherfuckers that's going to tell you the truth, that's a major factor. If a motherfucker go tell you, bro, what about this song? What about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want too many yes men, and bro, that shit's fire. You don't want too many of that. You start hearing too much of that shit, that's when it's a problem. I promise you. It's an issue, bro.
Well, okay. So then how did it feel when you first, you know, you first started making music, you're taking those chances, putting yourself out there. And how did it feel when you first started noticing, like, that pickup where it's like, you know, you're getting like a few views, that 5 views turns into 10 views, turns into 100 views, turns into 1,000. Like, how did that feel when you were actually clocking that growth?
It felt amazing. I mean, it felt great, but at the, like, I don't know, like, it's like a different standard for me right now, because, like, I don't think that I took my music or my craft as serious as I'm taking it this year in my life. So, like, a lot of the shit beforehand was like it feels good, but like it felt like I was doing it for no reason. Like I didn't like have a purpose for doing the shit that I was doing. So for me, like, it just felt like I was just, I don't know, like I was just like in a standstill, you know what I'm saying? Like in purgatory, like some shit, you know what I'm saying? But now that I see the growth and everything, like I can take it and not like feed my fucking my ego now. You know what I'm saying? Like I take it now. It's like, all right, bro. You see the natural growth, so just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a thing to where like I see like a jump of views and I'm like, oh shit, I'm the shit. Celebration, you know what I'm saying? Got a top chick, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like, all right, bro, keep going. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? You did that shit, but work harder. Like that's why I'm at with that shit now.
Okay. Same question for you, Juan.
So what was the question?
My fault.
how did it, no worries, how did it feel when you were like first noticing the growth? Because like obviously you make art, you make music, you kind of put it into the ether.
Okay.
And like usually sometimes people push it out there to expect nothing, but like how does it feel when it's coming back and people are like, oh, that's hard, or I like this, or I'm gonna, you know, start following you, getting clocked in, tapped in? Like, how did that feel?
It felt good. Like, okay, so I went to USC in Columbia, right? And I was in college, I got my heart broke. No,
and you made the best music of your life then, didn't you?
Going through it, my mama, she write poetry, so you know I'm calling my mom. She like, well, just try write your poem or something, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And my homeboy and them, they always be turning on beats, freestyling or whatever. So one day I turned one on, and I just wrote something too, and like spit it to my homeboy. He was like, boy, this shit hard as hell, nigga. Yeah. Like, He was like, hell yeah. And so this one of my homegirls, she had an open mic. And so I went down there, goddamn performed it, and then I had won the shit. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like, so that was like the first right. shit that I did, you know.
Some confidence.
Like, yeah, so I done been in the army and I've been like different places, you feel me? So I got friends, different friends to test it out on. So like shit, I was sending it to these group of friends and then send it to these group of friends and they all be like, oh, they fuck with it. So they been helping me. You get what I'm saying? Like when I send it to them, they spread it out in their area. And so that's what make my, like, I don't have a big cry in a certain area. It's kind of like
everywhere.
So like the more I fuck with it, then it just go up like that. But from the first time, this shit was just like, I was shocked because I was just like, nigga, I'm sad. I'm trying to get
respect.
And like, okay, and how do y'all deal with, I guess, like clout chasers? Because you already know anybody with like a speck of a following, speck of a career, it's like clout chasers are everywhere. So how do you
guys some real shit. I've yet to have to deal with it yet. I wouldn't even know what that's about. I don't know.
Ain't nobody know.
But I'm just
I don't know yet. I really don't. But I can tell you how the fuck I am gonna deal with it.
Okay, all right.
Block.
But I was just saying, like, there will be people, you know, outside of just following you on social media and shit like that, like, that will come to your shows, you know, that will pop up and be like, yo, I'm out here supporting you, and then you find out they're following you a little too closely.
Well, look, I just call that a diehard fan, dog. I don't know. I don't know how to take that question. You know what? I want every one of my fans to be like that. Everybody listen to my music, I want them to be like that. Follow me.
I mean, you say that until they're peeking out the window right there. Like,
but I feel like that's kind of the but at the same time, like what we're trying to step into is this entertainment business. If we don't expect that, then I mean, like, what do you Like, because like I expect myself to be at that kind of level that it'll be some creepoids out there like that. So like, I would expect that to happen. Like, it would be a thing to be like, all right, like, it happens to the best of us, I guess. Like, to a certain degree.
Okay, I guess. Okay, but with that being said, since we're talking about things we want in the future, manifestations, so to speak, dream collaborations. If you could list, I don't know, let's go with five artists. You can collaborate with and be able to drop a track at any point in your career. It could be tomorrow, next year, next week, whatever.
Anybody?
Anybody. No budget.
Go first, me or you?
You can go first. Go ahead. Okay. You ready?
So, Missy Elliott.
Yeah, I see that.
I know with Tim's. I love Tim's.
Okay.
I would love to do a song with Mary J. Blige. I would love to do a song with probably some old school shit like Sade or something like
that. Right, yeah.
Then probably some shit with like Anita Baker. I want to do shit that that's I like cool. Personally, you feel me? So
I think I'd go with Bootsy Collins because I want to do like some old some jazz and funk shit. I go with Bootsy Collins, I go with Kendrick, I go with I go with Mick Jenkins.
Okay.
Andre 3000, of course. And Sir.
Okay.
Ass off.
I like the eclecticness in your list because like honestly, with the exception of like maybe a couple, I'm like artists I wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
But that speaks to like the uniqueness and the creativity of like just this whole bubble and this whole circle, you know?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
And I think it's important because, you know, artists need to be unique. Nowadays, a lot of artists they're giving very cookie cutter.
Thank you.
Very, you know, everybody's looking the same. you know, same hairstyle, same clothes, same BBL, same everything. Like, so I'm just happy to see, like, you know, fresh looks, fresh sounds.
Originality.
Yeah, exactly. All of it. Okay, so with that being said, outside of 92 Barcelona, what current projects do you have and or future projects you're going to be putting out, giving to us?
Future projects. I don't know. I've been on this thing. I've been dropping a song like every Saturday for like the past 2 months now. So really, I'm just in a spectrum now of just dropping what the fuck I feel. Like, I'm just dropping music at this point. I'm building towards a project.
Did you
like,
just say you dropped an EP in 2 months?
No. I've dropped a song every Saturday for 2 months now. And I'm finna drop. I'm finna drop a 3-pack this Saturday. But I'm trying to get to a point to where I'm ready to drop an album because I get like it's so hard to stick to like one sound, like one topic and shit. But like, I'm trying to make an album to where like I'm sticking to like one topic, like everything, like it flows together, like it's awful. I don't know, like I want to make that album, I guess. I mean, it's just something that I want to do right now. I mean, like, it's not like just coming to me yet, but I mean, it's just something that I want to do. But I do know that this next album is gonna be on some R&B shit though. I ain't never tapped into this lane, so yeah, that's what I'm you know what I'm saying, I'll just try myself at, you know, challenge myself. But until then, I'm just dropping singles every Saturday.
That's dope though. I'll cope with that. But me personally, I mean, I've been holding my shit. Like, I don't know. I've dropped a couple of singles. Like, I work with different like companies and shit. So I work with this company called the Hit Bureau. So we dropped a tape first quarter. I had two songs on that. I've been doing a lot of collabs lately, like, cause last year I was just me by myself. So this year I make songs with different people. Just like 92 Barcelona fit right into like what I'm trying to do this year. Like, I'm just trying to link up with artists and like, cause you know, kind of like two heads is better than one, but you know what I'm saying? Attack it together. Like, so that's what I've been working on mainly, but I'm gonna probably drop a project probably like fourth quarter, something like that.
I'm trying to for
listeners right now before I drop something. Like, I can't stand drop, like when I used to drop it, like ain't nobody listen to that shit. I hate that.
If the views aren't there, you're deleting it.
I'm trying to build my following up because
Fair enough. And like, what's your, I guess, it's hard to say because I want to feel like an artist likes everything that they do, but like, what's your favorite track that you've put out? So that if somebody said, like, give me one track to show me who you are as an artist, let's say if somebody's like, yo, okay, so who are these artists? I'm like, look, listen to this track. Like, what should that track be?
Billy D. I've been listening to this, like, bro. And I don't like just fall in love with my own music like that. Like, bro, I am my worst critic. Like, but I swear for Lord. But I listen to Billy D at least 3 times a day so far. Like, since I dropped that shit, I listen to that shit like 3 times a day. Billy D's that vibe right now. That's that shit. So go download that. Tap in. It's on.
Plug it in.
I think mine is gonna have to be probably this song called Picture Me. It's off my track, it's off my EP called Melodramatics. It's the last song on there. And that's my, I don't know, either that one or Memorabilia, but that's like the first song I ever wrote, but like that's the song I did at the damn open mic, and people just loved it. Like, that's why I'm like
the reaction you got
just shocked me because I didn't expect that. So that's why, like, I just every time I listen to it, I still feel the same feeling. Like,
yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that. So make sure y'all are tapped in, please.
Facts.
Because those are the tracks that I'm now going to be like, you want to listen to artists here.
These boom. Are, I'm telling you. Let's go drown them in, I promise you.
Yeah, you go there.
Okay, and then before we even like wrap up all this, I'm curious because I want to know, where did you guys come up with your names? Because Cinerello is very unique, and I'm sorry that I keep saying Cinnin. That's just like a habit.
Nah, it's straight. Like that's how the fuck I should have just spelled it. Honestly, like fuck the G.
And like Gwen is so unique too. Really just lying before the stream, like how I'm calling it all types of fucked up shit. But I like it though. Like where did the concept come for your names?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I got Rello came like, and I get asked this question like at least 4 times a year, honestly. It'd be like, yo, like why do people call you Rello? And honestly, I don't even remember or know. Like it popped up, right? Okay. So I got Rello, right? And I just added the sinning just because like this is something that we're all in common with. Like I don't care who you are. Like you if you name the seven sins, you do one of them bitches damn near every day. Damn near every day. So it was just a thing just to bring everybody together, basically. Like so, like we're all one. That's all the sinning part was.
Okay.
Then Maya just came from, you know, like people was asking me like what I am, or like people might try to call me a dyke or something like that, and I ain't really like that. So like, but I'm not a stud and I'm not like nobody else. So I had to come up with my own word that kind of described me. So I was just like, okay, well, I'm a Wan because it's man, but it's with a W because I'm still I'm still a female, like I'm not like I don't know, but it just that's how it came about. And then
That's dope though.
I like it.
A word.
Feeling like that, and then I just flipped that. Like you said, flipped the A to the V, and then it just went like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hella creative.
Appreciate you.
I love it. But okay, so you guys have future projects coming out. You already gave me your list. Now you need to let everybody else know where they can find you.
No, I got you. You can find me everywhere at Cinerello. I don't care where the fuck you're trying to find me at. You go to Facebook, Cinerello, Twitter, Cinerello, Instagram, Cinerello, everything Cinerello. YouTube, Cinerello. Cinerello. Oh, hey,
like right it's there. You can sound it's
my name right here. By the way, what's that? Right here.
Yeah. Cinerello.
Find me on Instagram. It's at wan.pdf. My music on all platforms. If you type in WVN, that's going. If you go to, I got a clothing line. It's called Entotum Enterprises. If you go to www.entotum.store, you'll find all my merchandise. I get it over to you. Hit me up.
Yay.
Okay, perfect. But with that being said, I'm just remind everyone, make sure you're streaming 92 Barcelona. Run that shit up so that
numbers.
We keep seeing them over and over.
Don't have your headphones too far in, bro. That shit's fire. You might goddamn burn your earbuds. Watch yourself.
Thank you guys again for joining me. Thank you for a wonderful episode. I am your girl, Lola. The show is This Black Girl Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast, Twitter at This Black Girl P. YouTube, you already know. We've already been here. And with that being said, have a wonderful day and see you later.
Hot shit, signing out. Thank you.